Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yan Up Strong. Now, critical warning about the lack of support for Indigenous people who have severe mental health issues. The key not-for-profit Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia, that's MIFA, is warning a massive number of Australians with high-need mental health challenges and their family carers are currently getting no access to community supports which help them with daily living skills, housing support, employment opportunities, and more. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Tony Stevenson, Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia, MIFA, the CEO. And we've got Tony on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Very well, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, we talk about COVID-19 as a pandemic, but if you look at mental illness, that in itself is a pandemic, is it not?
Well, yes. We know how important our mental health is. Mm. We're very much aware of that these days, and we want people to get the support they need if they do have concerns about their mental health. One of the areas that's lacking at the moment right across Australia, and particularly in Cairns and far north Queensland, is the lack of support in the community where, people with mental health challenges, particularly severe and complex mental illness, struggle to get the support. And the problem is that, our mental health will escalate. It'll get to a crisis, and the only option we've got is to go to emergency at, at our public hospital. Hospitals just can't deal with it. We need support in the community so people can live well and safely.
So a lot of work needs to be done there. We're talking about gaps, closing gaps. Here's another gap, and we need to close it, as otherwise it'd be widening, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. At the moment, we know from a recent report, there's over 230,000 people in Australia with a severe, complex mental illness that not getting support in their own community. And that means that people don't have access to stable housing. They may be, locked away somewhere. They don't feel safe and they don't have the skills to be a part of the community. We can do a lot better than that, actually. And, we can get the support in through the community mental health services. So that people, don't have to escalate and get worse and then have to try and get into emergency.
And the government can help by all facets. When you're talking about necessities of life, like a home, for example, a roof over your head, a job, clean water, healthy food, clean food, they're necessities. If we have that as a foundation, we can fix this, can't we?
That's right. If people have got stable housing and have got good friends and their family are there to support them, then they're more likely to have a good regime with their GP if they're seeing a psychiatrist through the public hospital. That can happen, and people will be able to follow through with all of that. If the support's not there in the community, then where do people go to get help? They have to wait until they're in an absolute emergency and try and, get into a public hospital, and the hospitals just aren't able to deal with that.
Yeah. So a lot of work to be done. But look, the fact that we're talking here on National Talk Black, governments do listen to the conversation. So thank you, Tony, for sharing. There is a gap that we need to close. Look, all the best to you and your team, all the mob there at Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia. Thank you for your yarn, and we'll keep in touch, my friend.
Thank you very much, Trevor. We appreciate your support too. Thank you.
You take care, Tony. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Little yarn there, Tony Stevenson, his name is, CEO of MIFA, Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia. So a lot of work needs to be done in this space. As Tony mentioned, it's time for all politicians who are clearly neglecting people with mental health issues. He highlights Indigenous people with schizophrenia may experience a 19-year gap in life expectancy, as well as spending huge amounts of time in hospital and being at risk of homelessness and poverty. So a lot of work needs to be done. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly.
If you love me, if you love me, let me know. But I ain't really not, so if you love me, let me know. Calling my phone, calling my phone. Yo, FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What do he wanna know? He wanna know. Yeah, well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him, keep it on the low, keep it on the low, low. So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my post, stalking on my post. Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most. But I can never trust a soul, baby, I'm by my business. I ain't playing games, really out here chasing these millions. With no makeup, still the baddest, bitch dipping the building. He know I'm the realest, think he catching feelings. But I gotta do me, cause when I didn't have it, where was everybody? Now I'm up, they wanna message me and say I'm sorry. They know I'm great, they told me don't forget me when you make it. But tell them where was your support when I came up from the pavement. If you love me, let me know. 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 Cause you got me in the zone. But I ain't really know. So if you love me, let me know. 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 Calling my phone, calling my phone. Yo, FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What do he wanna know? He wanna know. Yeah. Well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him, keep it on the low. Keep it on the low, low. So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my post, stalking on my post. Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most. Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Hey, inaugurates a baby dog. National Talk Black.
You're speaking, but I never hear what you say. Can you replay?
I'm in my feelings. Am I miscommunicating? I hate this.
Let's talk about.
Translate.
let's talk about things that nobody does. Let's talk about love.
Let's talk about love. Let's talk about life. Talk about change. Talk about us. Let's talk about fights. Talk about things that nobody knows. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Love. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about love.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. Have you say Yarn Up Strong. National Talk Black. You can text the brothers as well, 045-714-0550, or our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. Either way, all is here for your yarn here on National Talk Black. Any topic, all is here. And thank you for joining us. And a big shout to First Nation Radio Station across this beautiful country of ours, Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Okay, answering disconnection with action. Why now is the time to volunteer? And this week, being National Volunteer Week, kicking off today, here's a powerful story about how volunteering is helping combat loneliness and isolation. In actual fact, despite spending over 6 hours a day online, Australians are more disconnected than ever. In fact, one in three Australians, 32% that is, experience moderate loneliness, and over one in six, 70.5%, face a severe isolation. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Shannon Mead, founder and executive director at No More Butts. And we have Shannon on the line. Shannon, good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Shannon?
Well, I'm actually usually in Cairns, in Gimoy. I'm at the moment in Gadigalland down in Sydney, a bit of travel, but usually out and about around Cairns.
Beautiful, Shannon. Thank you very much. So here we are, National Volunteer Week. Volunteers, virtually you would say, move the country. They're talking about 6 million odd volunteers in all different industries. Look, a great team effort, but it's a powerful tool in regarding, well, the headspace, spiritual connection, and just association in more ways than one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think volunteering can't be underestimated as to the value it provides, not only for community, but for self, but also for the economy, you know, essentially giving people, having people giving up their time for causes they believe in is fantastic.
Fantastic. Now, talk about the No More Butts. Tell us about that, please, Shannon. You're founder and executive director.
Yeah, so No More Butts was founded about 5 years ago. So I was living overseas at the time and amidst seas of plastic pollution, literally, and came back to Australia during COVID times, not specifically because of COVID, but just before then. And obviously then sort of within the country started to look in our own backyard and what could be done about the issue of plastic pollution, and I honed in on cigarette butts, which are the most littered item, and they are actually a plastic, which a lot of people don't realise. So when I moved to Cairns around July 2020, I sort of spent near full time sort of ramping the charity up and getting involved, everything from community cleanups through to government advocacy.
And so it's been running for how long now, sorry?
We're just under 5 years old now. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a passion project, but I've loved it.
And when does that kick off in Cairns? I believe it was early in the year, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we had what we call the Big Butt Hunt. So we hold that usually once or twice per year in Cairns and other areas. That's where we call on the community to sort of, you know, activate and come down and help with the cleanup. But what we do sort of, you know, is a lot more behind the scenes on advocacy and policy recommendations and, you know, prevention and awareness and so on. So it's obviously as team run by volunteers.
Yes.
It's not always going to have as, you know, big a campaign as a lot of the other programs, but yeah, we're sort of slowly chipping away at the issues.
Look, fantastic. Look, it's excellent, and like you said, National Volunteer Week, 19, 25 May, and so we're just shining a light on all the volunteers across the country and across all different industries. Look, they moved the country, and look, thank you for your input, and congratulations with the No More Butts fantastic movement. So, look, thank you for your yarn. All the best, Shannon, and we'll see you back in Cairns when you head back.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Shannon Mead, his name is, founder and executive director at No More Butts. And just looking at the figures here, Australians are connected less than ever, despite spending over 6 hours a day online. as online communication has grown in popularity. Face-to-face interactions have significantly declined, with more than one-third, that's 35% of Australians, now meeting others socially only once a month or less, up from just one quarter. That's 2 years prior. So, look, a fantastic opportunity. It's a good pathway, a vehicle as such, in regarding connection with people when you volunteer. Because you go to a workplace and you volunteer, or you go to a community event and you're volunteering, you are mingling, associating with people. And it's, look, pick up friends, pick up a job, whatever the case may be, but yeah, helping the community. So it's a, like I said, it's a fantastic vehicle. Have your saying Yanup song. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black.
Running to Glam, baby. Yeah, yo. Dead door, set the record straight. My team heavyweight. One mark reppin', we the first to originate. Y'all can try to discriminate, you've been doing it anyway. We just keep stepping, coming up, watch us elevate. Deuceside, Layla Bach, Riverston, the pen rip. Mac Ridge ripping, no, I never let the pen slip. Mary's at the crime brook, way up to the ridge. One love to the mob, out in West Side. Sid, you better be ready to get it. I'm speeding the kick and the rhythm and moving the difference. I go on and listen, we bringing the vision of to get with it. We got them all dripping, listen. Murray from the Mac Town. Out here in Black Tier, no question about it. Joey got to bring it back, so what's the half?
Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? BNE down to SYD. Steady repping for our original piece. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? BNE down to SYD. Steady repping for our original piece.
You say I'm oppressed, but you were pressed in the mark. 60,000 years of bloodline, you ain't even got spines. Why privilege tears on the floor? Soak it up, snowflake. Why you crying for if it's just only a day? It's a day where all my women got beaten and raped. Babies got buried in the sand and they got kicked in the face. Took our heads back as tokens, yeah, I will pay my way. I stay proud of my culture, but convict culture's the rain. You can call me Buck, I'm Buck and cheat of the bone. Black and strong like my tribe, waiting for our river to flow. I run my mouth like Kathy's legs and I back it all up. Got my brothers on the sideline and they run the ball up. What? From the big smoke of his titters connected. Well respected, I'm a reflection of my mother's perception. I stay flexing, even when I question some of my lessons. It's a blessing, I have this melanin in my complexion. I got my mob on my back, Curry cried to the death. We're gonna breed them all black until we're the last ones left. And I ain't backing down from no one till I get my respect. Yes, I'm a little radical, but you just get what you get.
Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? BNE down to SYD. Steady repping for our original piece. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? BNE down to SYD. Steady repping for our original piece.
Have you heard about the Territory Stolen Generations Redress Scheme?
It's for mob who were taken from family and community when they were kids.
The Stolen Generations in the Northern Territory, the ACT or Jervis Bay.
It's acknowledgement and payment for survivors to help with healing.
You can apply right now or just find out more. Call 1-800-566-111.
Or visit territoriesredress.gov.au.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan. Or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
Find a lover in a mama that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me.
Well, it's a come, baby, here I come, come. You're undercover lover, not a baller on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candidate lot, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. I wondered if you'd kick it with a fine young brother like me. So tell me, do I pass the test? Cause this baller's coming at you above
man,
all the
I'm
rest.
Man, I'm an Ali. Almore is gay. Carry along. Kotaka mer, Kareem. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Mena manali, Almore is gay, Kari alam, kotaka mer Kari. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Manali, Almore is gay, Kari alam, kotaka mer Kari. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do.
We're Tribala, one name you make it. Girl, will you? No, no, Bala, you take him. I wanna take him, but him look Brazil. Him cafe, so says he, so Brazil. Hey, look out, are you no make it this kind? I go mother, try him, Bala, one time. Try him, look out, I might him, gaman. If him go look, you go mother, get the eye. Kole, I try from Kese, all kind, gama. I take him, go, I say, get the hand from Ama. If I get a white one, I'm a no light. I'm on to fix skin mask, got black. I go get a black girl, I'm a okay. If I can't find a one, I'm a which way? What am I gonna do? I go stop this time. I'm a go lose it, call him, I go lose your mind. I go kiss a gamma win, you go look me dance. Bala, you can beat me, you got no sense. If I let go get now, don't try for beating me. Cause I go mother carry you, make a swap a zip. Find a lover in the bala that will never break your heart. So get you up, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come. Come, you're undercover lover, not a brother on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candy delight, if you know what.
for me. Cause see what this show me.
Let's talk about
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Brother Walker.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
I stand with you in the room.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life's worth, but they don't want to believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't at the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited? Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. Took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet, nigga, new day, same bitch. Nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great-grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Love, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this on me. Black Lives Matter. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me. Typically complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart. It's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward. Praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and that walk on by. For the lies that they preach us. The violence. Silent agreements. The pride and deceit. My willingness to believe for the nightmare. That this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming. The better ways of a better day. And some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years, nothing. We push above where we are, it ain't hard if we all get the courage to get up and get involved with a little bit of love. Come on.
If only you could see what this on me. Black Lives Matter. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it.
Family.
Black Lives Matter.
National Talk Black.
It's a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bunbury Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from. And that's all the Yidinji mob. And also like to acknowledge First Nations people, traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, the Big Island in Australia. Have your saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, our scholarship paves engineering pathway for young women from Victoria. The SCIP Foundation, in partnership with the Australian National University, ANU, is unlocking opportunities for young women from regional Victoria to pursue a Bachelor of Engineering through the Kim Jackson Scholarship. Look, with that, I talk to one of the scholarship recipients, a deadly sister, Alicia Fox. We have Alicia on the line. Alicia, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. First of all, congratulations. And before we start, Sister, can you let the mob know who your mob were you from, please?
Yeah, so I'm not actually Indigenous, but I'm currently based in Canberra, which is on the land of the Ngunnawal Mambri people.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Well, we accept you, we acknowledge you, and thank you, and congratulations. Now, when you're talking about engineering, it's a big beast. And you would say 80-90% all men. So hats off to you. Girls can do anything. So tell us about your scholarship and your vision and how it started with you, Alicia.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I always enjoyed sort of physics and maths when I was at high school, and I was really interested in studying engineering. And then so the particular scholarship supports girls who are sort of, who are regional, and who sort of have to move away from home to go to uni, and supports them to then, study engineering. So, yeah, it's quite a significant scholarship, and it allows me to have moved away from home, from regional Victoria to Canberra, to study engineering at the AMU.
Fantastic. Yeah. And talk about this space. When you talk about engineering, like I said, a big beast, which area will you be studying in?
So at the moment, I'm hoping to major in renewable energy systems.
Yes. Which is the way of the future.
yeah. So it's really interesting. So learning about, a hot topic at the moment, certainly. But that's definitely where my passion is at the moment, learning about renewable energy systems and the future of the grid and the future of energy in Australia.
Fantastic. So when we're talking about here you are cruising through life at high school, grade 11 or 12, was that the vision? Or did something, the penny dropped after you left school? Or tell us that pathway and that thought process.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was always drawn to engineering because I really like the problem-solving nature of approaching problems in a very systematic way, and that really resonated with me and my own thought process. Mm-hmm. And then I've really had the opportunity while at university to explore a lot of different passions, and I've been fortunate enough to connect with some fantastic academics here and fantastic people in the industry, and through that have sort of found a passion and an interest in energy systems and in sort of more systematic engineering.
Okay.
And
what about family? Anybody in your family, or are you following a father, an uncle, an auntie in this space?
I am. Yeah, my dad's an engineer.
Well, there you go.
And so I definitely credit a lot of that to him. He raised me in a very, to be very systematic at approaching problems, and I definitely think that that's a transferable skill set.
Well, fantastic. And which area does he work in engineering?
He works as an electronics engineer.
Okay, well, yeah, there it is. Look, fantastic. And when we're talking about the studies and you're talking about renewable energy, how long is this course for?
So it's a five-year degree at the moment for me. I'm doing a double with economics, a Bachelor of Economics as well. So five-year degree, and I'm currently in my third year. So
third year.
Plugging away, yeah.
Plugging away. By a mile, it's a trial. By a yard, inch by inch, it's a cinch. So congratulations. Enjoy the journey. That's what it's all about. And then come 2 years when I graduate, that means you get a job anywhere in the world. What's your vision in, say, like 5 years?
Oh, gosh. I really don't know.
Food for thought.
I'd love to be working on something big and exciting, I think.
Sure. In this country or global?
Sorry?
I'm just saying, in this country or global?
I'd love to work on some projects in Australia. I think that would be really fulfilling and rewarding for me.
Yes. The Big Island. Look, fantastic. Alicia Fox, congratulations. We would say too deadly. Enjoy the journey. Be the best you can be. I know your family will be proud. And girls can do anything, sister.
Absolutely they can,
All right, well, all the best. You take care, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye, Alicia.
Bye.
There we have it, Alicia Fox, and congratulations, sister. A step into the, man's world in regard to engineering, and look fantastic, and leading from the front. That's what it's all about. And a big shout-out to lady who's in charge of everything in regarding co-founder of the Skip Foundation. That's Kim Jackson. And Kim Jackson, a long-time advocate of equality in education. And she herself won a scholarship in engineering and commerce at the ANU in early 2000s after moving from regional Queensland. And she said when she finished high school, she was awarded a scholarship which allowed her to pursue engineering. And without it, wouldn't have been able to come to ANU and followed by passion and start her journey. And her phrase that she always runs with, which has become very popular, it's simple. It seems so simple, but you really can't be what you can't see. And that's the words from Kim Jackson, like I said, who's a co-founder of the Skip Foundation. And a great partnership with ANU, Australian National University, and a team effort, and gives opportunities like for Alicia Fox to become scholarship recipients. And to have their degree paid for regarding university. So fantastic. Have you saying Yan Up Strong? Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black.
National Talk Black.
Underground, King Jagger speak to. They know who we are. Scared of the name, cause we glow in the dark. North of the
taught in the north, though we know but a hot stepper. Down bad to the top fella. Instagram from the man, cause my verse better dope spiller. Anyone trying to get close, step straight to the back. I tell them no way. Trying to get through these walls, they built reinforced. I tell them go away. Man with a cause, and I've been here before. When I said that I still want more. So anyone trying to get close, one word to your wall, but like that's.
Got the mic now. Get strength from the bully beef. Just a bully the beat. This is my playground. Gubba gubba for the fake clowns. This the hammer time with the runaway. Want that island life? I'm a castaway. Need a vacate to the ZK. Time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies. These parcel tongues say frenemy. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake ball acting finicky. So I kill them quick with a free flow. I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make change like I'm Nino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload to the bad vibes. Tell them c'est la vie. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss. Shoot from the hip. Never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch. Digging your ditch. Dead or alive. Top five. Red eye bullets. We stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch? Got you saying.
Nine-month port.